Hunting with birds of prey instead of weapons like guns or arrows is known as falconry. It's actually an ancient sport that is the stuff of legend, but it lives on beyond the stories today in Pennsylvania. As the Allegheny Front's Lauren Knapp found, those who practice it are more than just hobbyists. They're real hunters.
Come on, baby.
Initially, the Westview suburb of Pittsburgh seems an odd place to do what Dave Faribault's been doing for three decades, using birds of prey to hunt.
Yes, I hunt with red tails. I'm a dirt hawk, a city hawker. I hunt from the bird follows me.
Faribault is practicing the ancient sport of falconry. He takes his red-tail hawk to hunt this ravine at least three times a week. He whacks the knee-deep brush with a stick, disturbing the rabbits beneath as his hawk watches from a tall tree. Faribault is one of about 170 active falconers in Pennsylvania and 4,500 in the U.S. Falconry has been around since the ancient Egyptians. It's been practiced in nearly every civilization throughout Eurasia. But it wasn't until the 1970s when it became a regulated sport in the United States. One of those early Western Pennsylvania falconers was Earl Shriver.
For me, falconry started when I was 13. Number one, because of Boy Scouts. Number two, because of reading. Ivanhoe, the Black Knight, all those medieval, they talked about falconry. Why not? We had hawks on the farm. I was the original falconer in Western Pennsylvania.
At 82, Shriver has spent the last 70 years trapping, banding, rehabilitating, and even breeding birds of prey. He has three large-scale birdhouses called mews on his property in Cranberry. They once housed 20 birds, including a great horned owl and two golden eagles. He's down to four birds now.
But she is half peregrine falcon, quarter deer falcon, quarter saker falcon. In other words, she doesn't have a clue.
Shriver pulls out a light yellow bunch of feathers from his pocket.
And what were you about to feed her?
Day old chicks. Early chicken McNuggets. These birds can digest nothing but raw meat. They're killing machines. And people don't seem to understand that.
But not for lack of trying on Shriver's part. Retired now, he used to give presentations to school children, showing off his birds as what they are, predators.
You get something as beautiful as these birds, and they are, and they start eating a day-old chick or a rat or a rabbit or something like that. And it makes you wonder about the birds and animals talking to one another. No, they eat one another.
Falconer Jeff Finch shares Shriver's mission to educate. His day job is principal of a high school in Allegheny County.
I feel like, particularly kids, if they get to feel like they've built a relationship with something, then they're more apt to realize it out there in the wild, be attentive to it, and feel like there's a reason to support it.
But falconry is much more than showing off birds. Each of the three falconers I spoke with emphasized that falconry is a consuming commitment.
You're engaging in my view, a contract. A contract with the history and integrity of falconry and a contract with the regulations of the state and government. And in that contract, you've agreed to give good care to that bird, but also to use that bird as a free flight hunter.
So what does that contract involve? A lot of time. It takes a two-year-long apprenticeship and passing several tests and inspections before you can become a falconer. And then hours a day after that. Falconers are obsessed with their bird's weight. Food is the only control they have over them. If you release a bird when it's full, it won't come back to you. But you can't release it underweight either. It has to be what the falconers call feather perfect. To this end, Dave Faribault weighs his hawk several times a day, marking it in a log.
Today at noon, she weighed 38.5. She burned a few grams.
Today, Dave's flying his hawk at 39 ounces. He wants his bird to be just a touch hungrier than his normal 40-ounce self, because there's a stranger, me, tagging along. But for falconers like Shriver, Finch, and Faribault, the reward for all that time and attention is access to the most fundamental part of nature, the chase.
It's rewarding because, you know, you're like in their world. You know, they like let you in their world, you know what I mean? Mother Nature's 50-50. That bird will chase a bunny. And a lot of times they'll get it. A lot of times they won't get it.
Today is one of those days that did not end in a kill.
She missed two way back here, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice. Come on, baby.
Dave calls his bird back to him and gives it a reward for a valiant effort. A day-old chick.
Come on, baby.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lauren Knapp.